Colleagues, we've now reached 7:05. Thank you very much for coming. My name is John Edmonds. I sit on the committee that has produced the documents that we're going to discuss, representing Comprehensive Future. Many of you have been at earlier meetings of this campaign, so I think it's probably inappropriate to give the long version of how we got to this point. But just to pick up one or two very obvious landmarks. The general view at the beginning, of course, was that something terrible was happening to our education system, and those organisations campaigning, as we say now, from the left of centre, progressive organisations, thought that it would be more effective if we adopted an old trade union slogan about solidarity and unity. And led by a couple of the organisations here, we came together. This was much approved by some of the MPs, particularly on the Labour side, who said this is a much more effective way of getting your views expressed rather than hearing 7 or 8 different arguments from 7 or 8 different organisations. One organisation is going to have more authority. At that stage, we were called picking up the pieces for fairly obvious reasons, because the system of education in England had been fragmented, as you all know, and putting together some of those fragmented pieces was reckoned to be a high priority. We moved on from there to attempting to define some principles on which the reconstruction of English education might be based. And some of you will have seen a substantial document with 10 principles in it, each argued through, which has been discussed in various conferences of this campaign. There we are. And that's it. Thank you, Keith. Following that, it was felt that if we were going to have the maximum impact on the politicians, we ought to try to refine our objectives as far as possible. And some of you, actually looking around, many of you, were at an important meeting in the House of Commons when we invited a rather large audience to write down what they thought were the most important issues that had to be dealt with if we were going to get an education system that we could be proud of. And from that particular exercise, we distilled the 7 priorities that many of you have seen on this particular document. That has been the basis of all sorts of meetings with politicians and all sorts of meetings with other groupings. We're now calling ourselves, as you see, Reclaiming Education. We've moved beyond picking up the pieces, and we now think that we know more or less where we're going. The next question was, well, how do you do it? Because although this will surprise many of you, shock some of you, some politicians, when you say, why don't you do this, 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 up to 7, say, that's impossible, this is very difficult, we can't think of a way of doing that, and so on. And so it seems sensible to find not only what the principles should be and the priorities should be, which we define in consultation with supporters, but also to decide, well, how do you actually do it? And that's the reason for the Time to Act meeting this evening. Because those of you who have seen the papers will see that a bill, a Reclaiming Education bill, has been drafted by Graham Clayton, who will speak in a moment, and the intention is to show how each of these principles, in some way or another, can be put into effect. Some of them, very straightforward, surprisingly easy, others, a little more difficult. We're not trying here to do the job of parliamentary draftsmen and women, but we're trying to show the general approach that might be taken to implement the priorities that our supporters have agreed and decided. So, that's quite a short summary of the story so far. We're here, we want to discuss the bill, the idea of using the bill, not too much nitpicking actually, because as every lawyer knows, there are at least 200 ways of doing just about anything, and I'm not sure that we need to arbitrate between the 200 on each of the clauses. But this is an approach to show that it can be done, and can be done fairly straightforwardly. This is not pie-in-the-sky nonsense. This is a practical line of reasoning and of policy. Well, to get us on our way, as you will have seen from the leaflet advertising the meeting, we have Warwick Mansell, who's sitting on my left here. Warwick is a freelance education journalist. He's been writing on the whole academies issue for well over a decade now, and he's written a very interesting book called Education by Numbers, which is a book about the problems arising from testing, which I think many of you here will have great sympathy with. He's now edits the diary for The Guardian, writes features for The Guardian, and writes a blog for the National Association of Head Teachers. So, with that introduction, Warwick, over to you. A fresh pair of eyes on what we've been doing.
Thanks very much, John.